Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Linga livuka njani izilukandaba olamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhlazi ku 13 Mfufu 2020 ngu Chris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje omunye wababotshwe lonkosazana Henrietta Rushwaya useveze ukuthi igolide ababezama ukulisusa elizweni ngelikankosikazi kamongameli welizwe u-Auxilium Mnangagwa lendodana yakhe uCollins. Amapolisa izolo angenele amakansila eHarare buthumthumu ephakathi komhlangano wekansili abopha amakansila angamachumi amabili kanye lentatheli zindaba ezine ebezisemsebenzini.
Udubo yesilalo elizweni lapha i-corruption isebantwini abadala phezulu konapha.
Ugatsha lwezempilakahle luthi kulabantu abangamachumi amabili lasifica munwe munye abatholakale belegciwane le-coronavirus elizweni izolo. Amapholisa elokhu engakatholi umtshayeli wemota eyabulala umhlabeleli wakobulawayo uCalvin Nhliziyo ozabekwa ngesonto.
Kodwa ukukhalwayo lapha ukuthi kulabantu ababebazi laba bantu yibo abacelwa ukuthi babe ngaphambili bachaze bebancedise amapholisa leli hlobo ukuthi-ke ngobani.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Babotshwelo nkosazana Henrietta Rushwaya owake waba ngumkhokheli wenhlanganiso yenguqu eZifa useveze ukuthi igolide ababezama ukulisusa elizweni ngelikankosikazi kamongameli welizwe u-Auxilium Mnangagwa lendodana yakhe uCollins. Iphephandaba lobulembu elezimlife.com lithi uGift Karanda utshele amapholisa ukuthi unkosikazi Mnangagwa nguye wayemele asuke elizweni legolide leli kodwa wabambeka wasethuma uRushwaya. Sebeyisithupha ababotshwe ngamapholisa phezu kwalolu daba abagoqela amapholisa amabili. Amapholisa izolo angenele amakansila eHarare buthumuthumu ephakathi komhlangano wekansili abopha amakansila angamachumi amabili kanye lentatheli zindaba ezine ebezisemsebenzini. Lanxa umsakazo weStudio 7 wehlulekile ukuxhumana lesikhulumeli samapholisa umnumzana Paul Nyathi ukuthi sizwe isizathu sokubotshwa kwawo, amakansila la abikwa ebotshelwe amacala enkohlakalo asukele ekuthengisweni kwezitanda zikamanisipala. Inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights ithi intatheli zindaba ezibalisa uTakunda Mandura owephephandaba le-Open Pali, uMunashe Jokotsa owe-263 Chat, uBlessing Jidakwa weHerald, lo Rukutso Masira baphinde bakhululwa. Amakansila abotshiweyo la ngawebandla le-MDC. Lanxa iZANU-PF isithi amakansili akhokhelwa yi-MDC akhohlakele, abebandla eliphikisayo bathi uhulumende udinga indlela zokudiliza ibandla labo. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba untungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 uxoxe lomeli weSouthern edalele ephalamende umnumzana Peter Moyo.
Uyabona into ehluphayo nansi, ama-councillors la ayisiko ukuthi kona bangamasela. Into ezakalayo ikuthi khona bengiyikhuluma namhlanje kuParliament abakade bebona babonile. Sikhuluma ngendaba kaPresident uMnangagwa into ayikhulumayo ukuthi khona kufuze i-corruption iphele. Udubo yesilalo elizweni lapha i-corruption isebantwini abadala phezulu khonapho. Yiko lapho kule corruption khona enkalakatha, yibo ababulala ilizwe. Laba abaphansi laba hayi smoke screen kathesi babo jibabo phe abantu fair and fine babo pheleni abangazi bathatha abantu bephonga ukuthi kona uyelenza i-corruption iphi yangkhona atsho kufuze uqhalo investigate izinto khona uzabopha umuntu usuyi-investigate lepheli akufuzanga ubophe abantu ukwenzela ukuthi kona uyi-investigate yiwuzama ukuthi kona silahleke ingqondo sikhangelane lento ezingelamsebenzi sishiya into ezingelamsebenzi so mina mbona ukubotshwa kwenziwa ama-councillors zibe ku-full council besiyavalelwa kwaphana bebuthwa behanjwa nabo random ezifi ngabantu ababulela abantu akulunganga khonokho nxa befuna ukuthi kona bayenze umsebenzi wabo kuhle bayaqala bayi-investigate abantu babe sebebona ukuthi kona abantu laba balicala bani yikho ukuthi kona bababophe hhayi ukuphonga ubophe abantu mahlayana mina lokho mbona kuyinto embi kakhulu
uhulumende uthi amakhansili akhokhelwa yi-MDC akhohlakele kodwa abanye bathi le yindlela nje yokuhlukuluza amakhansili e-MDC lokudiliza leli bandla wena ukubona njani
mina ukubona kwami lapha ayisiko ukuthi kona ama-councillors or ama-councils sebekhohliwe umsebenzi wabo hhayi into engiyibonayo lapha yikuthi uhulumende ulomlando okunikeza ama-local authorities izimali nxa sukuyenzwa ibhajeti lokho bagcina ngo-1992 thereabout okunika ama-local authorities imali yokuthi khona imisebenzi ihambe yikho ikansili yayingeke yaba nje lezimangaliso ukuthi khona namhlanje bangavuka sebesikwanisa ukulungisa imigwaqo khathesi as an example i-City of Harare ifuna $3 million eyokuthi ba-treat imithi eyokuthi khona amanzi abantu bakhwanisa ukunatha amanzi so bayayithatha ngaphi leyo mali ngumlando kahulumente okuthi abanikeze ye yabona nxa udila lezanu ufuze ulimuke ngoba akwaziwa ukuthi khona bazamani enxa yafuna ukufaka ikhomishini babe seberongile kudala silahlekile sisemuva siyabe sisilwa sodwa sidethisana khonapha izanu yabe yironga besirongele ukuthi kona singababulala njani abantu labo
umnumzana Peter Moyo ngummeli we-Southerton edalela ephalamende ubexoxa le-Studio 7 eseHarare kusenjalo wayengukhansila wezibarasekwa osanda kumiswa umsebenzi libandla le-MDCT umnumzana Thamsanqa Gilbert Hadebe utshele usithandekile mhlanga we-Studio 7 ukuthi ukhulume lamakhansila la esekhululwe
ukuthi amakhansila zonke akade ku-full council meeting akade ikhona namhlanje aphonge ukufikelwa ngamapolisa athathwa wonke ahanjwa labo ku-central police station kodwa ngisizwa sebaphumise bephumisiwe futhi kodwa ukuthi ngizwe ukuthi indaba yangifona kade ngeyani kangizanga lutho mina bengingekho njengoba kuzazi ukuthi mina sengarikoliwa i-full council meeting eyenziwayo ngamakhansela nyanga yinye ngayinye
eminye imbiko ukuthi amapholisa abelandela iziqondiso zenhlanganiso liyani elwisana lenkohlakalo eZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission ena wagcina kulokhu kusadingisiswa yini ngenkohlakalo ekhansil
ngigcine kusanjalo i-Anti-Corruption Commission isalandela amakhansela zindaba zonezobuweze ze-Anti-Corruption Commission but ukhanyiswa wazo angakwanisa ukuthi ngikomente ngowakho ngoba elami igama lalo kade likhona
abathi bakhitshiwe bathi batheswe cala bani kuyini okunye okukhulunyiwe
ukuningi kwangikhona kangizwa lutho ukuthi kuhambe njani kumi njani kwesitivele otherwise kanti kuzwa kusasa ngoba besiwa ngala abantu kade bengakaqalisi ukukhuluma ngokwakho kakhulu akuthiwe wonke muntu wakade khona kufuka kanzene lo akade ngikhuluma laye ifoni yami inesipheli imali yasicitha ngingakaqeda ukukhuluma naye ngaphonga ukuthi anyway ngizamfonela kusasa sengiqedile lokho engikade ngikwenza
lo ngumnumzana Thamsanqa Gilbert Hadebe owayengukhansila wezibarasekwa ubexoxa ecingweni lo Studio 7 eseHarare cha lwezempila kahle luthi kulabantu abangamachumi amabili lasifica munwe munye abatholakale belegciwane lecoronavirus elizweni izolo abayithoba minwe mbili ngabakobulawayo lasesigabeni seMatibelele North leNkabazwe okulenani elifanayo kuthi abahlanu ngabeHarare. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Okwamanje ke sikhangele eziphuthumayo zivela kumaphephandaba achiyeneyo. Iphephandaba leHerald lithi umphathi ntambo wezobudlelwano lamanye amazwe uMnumzana Sibusiso Moyo usecothoze eleBhilitane ngombiko wedale lalelo lizwe othi ukubotshwa kukankosazana Henrietta Rushwaya kutshengisa ukubana uhulumende ulenkohlakalo. Iphephandaba leChronicle lithi iCommission elisana lenkohlakalo eZak ikhangelelwe ukubopha amanye amakhansila emadolobheni abalisayela kobulawayo lamanye. Okwamanje sengilichiya ezandleni zenu lina balaleli bethu kumbiko elisithumele yona ngeWhatsApp.
Banani sanibanani kuStudio 7, ningabe ninjani nonke boGibbs Dube nabo Ezra Chisa nabo Tungameli Nkomo, silumbingelele lonke ngobuningi benu. Siyajabula nginethanda kakhulu nonke ngokusilethela indaba eziyizwe zeqiniso ezingasoma fake news. Zibuya njengoba zinjalo kona kuke kwenzekile, liyasitshela ukuthi kuyenzekeni okungaso fake. Siyabonga zihlobo zami, siyabonga kakhulu, singabantu basemathebelelendi abalandeli benu. Ngithi ngicela ukuphawula lapha ngingakaphawuli nje, ngicela ukuzitsha igama nginguGift Sibanda ngilapha eGoli eAlexander. Ngithanda ukuphawula kancane ngendaba yabo Mnangagwa le nezane yabo. Ngicela ukuthi ngixwayise kancane izinduna zakithi, nami ngingasilutho nginganasikhundla, ukuthi njengabaholi bayethu amathebelelendi abangavumi kusetshenziswa uMnangagwa vika amacala akhe ayenzayo ebulala abantu bakithi emathebelelendi. Sinezihlobo eziningi kakhulu ezafayo vula uMnangagwa nezane yakhe le baphila namhlanje, yibo abagqugquzela abatshela abantu bakithi emathebelelendi ukuthi yenzani kanje, yenzani kanje. Abantu bakithi abayekeli ukuba yiziphukuphuku, asihlakanipheni singavumi kusetshenziswa amashona entweni abayenzayo, ngoba lento le kwakungamashona versus Matabeleland, mashona land versus Matabeleland. Sibulawa abantu besemathebeleland iqala khona le Midlands, kuthunjwa abantu, kubulawa abantu, abantu beselahlela ezimayini. Namhlanje uMnangagwa sebona seziminya ipressure seyithola, sesebenzisa izinduna zakithi ukuthi yizo ezizokhokhela lento le okuvumbulula amathambo abantu ukuthi yongcwatshwa kuja. Ningavumi, ningakuvumi khona lokhu, ngoba kusasa ngempela ngempela lizohlekwa ngamanye amazwe ukuthi abantu bemathebelelendi bayiziphukuphuku. Nathi singabantu bemathebelelendi siyogcina sesixabana sodwa ngenxa yabaholi bethu abasiphetheyo izinduna zethu ezivuma ukusetshenziswa izano, ngoba thola khona okwezikutholayo ukuthi uma ngabe ungasavumanga ukusetshenziswa izano uzothathelwa khona lokho bakunikeza khona. Yinkinga ekhona esibhekane nayo lapha emathebelelendi. Izinduna zakithi bantu bakithi zakhepshwa izano, zizwa ngezano yonke into ekhulu ngezano. Akuna voice eziyisebenzisa ingqondo yabo ngeyamashona, abakwazi ukuthi besebenzise okwabo umqondo. Lingakuvumi izinduna zakithi, siyanicela nje abaholi bethu lingakuvumi ukuthi kusetshenziswa izano ukuthi libe yini elikhokhela indaba yombhuqazo yabulala abantu bemathebelelendi kangaka. Izano ayibhekane namacala abo Mnangagwa, babhekane namacala beke ukukhokhela indaba egugrawundi ngoba beyibo ababulala abantu. Abakuvume khona ukuthi basayakwenza, siyaxolisa. Bekwazi ukuthi abantu bakithi njengoba lixolisa imithetho yawusebenzi awudlala indima yabo, ngoba asinto encane ukubulala abantu abayi more than 30,000. Akusinto encane, asuka kungabulala amagundwane, kwakubulala abantu. Sibuhlungu kakhulu ngale nto le. Abakwazi abavumi abangavumi abantu bakithi izinduna zethu, asingakuvumi lokho.
Salibonani kuStudio 7. Lapha ngicela ukubuza nje ngendaba yakaKhalipani Phugeni. Ngizwe ekhuluma lapha ekuseni ethi yena ama-sanction bawacela, kusho ukuthi nguye owazi kabanzi ukuthi bacela beyi-MDCT baya bayacela ama-sanctions lawa. Kusho ukuthi yibo futhi abangaya becela ukuthi aphume ngoba bawacela. mina ngibona ukuthi ama sanctions la aqala ngo 2000 after iZANU-PF isiluza ama election yasihlukumeza kakhulu opposition party. Engicabanga ukuthi iZANU yayilindeni from 1980 kuze kufike 1990 kuze kufike u 2000 iloke ingalungisa izinto ngoba umnotho waqala ukuwa ngo 1990 masibona kahle. So bathi izinto eziningi mabe khuluma bebodwa asi iZimbabwe ayilungisa into zayo zaseZimbabwe kodwa manje siyayibona gijima kubo SADC gijima kula mazwe abo China ukuthi kababasize. Engicabanga ukuthi thina kungeke kusisize iZANU ayisilungisele nje kuphela i-human right sibe namalungelo ethu nathi kuphela ezweni lethu. Thina saphuma ekhaya ngabo 1987 sibaleka yona iZANU manje singazi lokho ekulungisayo. Sibecela ukuthi lisibuzele lapho ukuthi thina saphuma ngabo 1987 sitshaya iGugraund abantu abaningi esikulungisile yikuphi esicela ukuthi mhlawumbe ngasichazela. Ama-sanction lawo kuthiwa ayafakelwa iZimbabwe, hhayi afakelwanga iZimbabwe. Zimbabwe kudala thina sizihluphekela, kudala sihamba siyatshaywa ema-South Africa lapha, i-government ziyasihlukumeza, amapholisa ayasihlukumeza, okwamanje sesihlukumezwa la langabahlali nje ocabanga ukuthi eyenza into eyifunayo emuntwini weZimbabwe uyamthathela kumbe uyamtshaya kumbe uyenzani, sebeziyenzela kuphela. Kodwa-ke lokho kwakhozelwa iZANU. Ngiyabonga.
Salubonani, salubonani babaduwe, salubonani. Ngiyayizwa indawo yakhulunywa sibilindlalele ngokuthi wenzebutswana lapha, heyi omzagcina bazobakhuluma sibili. Udaba olwabakhona silolubi kakhulu yilolo lokuthi kukhutshwa amakhiwa emapulazini. Bana wabuyela amakhiwa kunjenje la mna ngagwanqa ngingamvotela. Iproblemu isebantwini abangena kakhulu emapulazini yibo abantu abalohlupho kakhulu abalenkinga. Ukuthi kathe sibathi bengene behluleka lokulima bahamba beyodinga ukudla futhi eziphaleni bona bengahambisanga ukudla eziphaleni. So baba mna ngakwena akufanelanga abalaleli labo bantu ukuze xa befisa ukubona leli lizwe livuke kangabalaleli abantu abasemapulazini kabakhuphe bise kamakhiwa yibo bazakwanisa ukuthi belime bekuwe lokudla iZimbabwe ivuke. Ngoba sikhalele ukuthi lizwe livuke abantu abasemapulazini akulanto abayenzayo. Upresident wabalalela kuhle sibili ngesikhathi bekhala ngokuthi bona sebelwe lilizwe bafuna ukubuyela emapulazini ubethole indawo zokulima. Nanku bayihluleka ukulima kathe siyibo babonayo bafaka lama-president phakathi nalaba abantu abagcwele phakathi ngoba yibo babefaka izikhala zemidla lamalanga.
Lawo bekungamazwi enu lina balaleli bethu elisithumele nge-WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Okwamanje ke sikhangele ezivela ngapha kwelemelika. Izolo ilizwe leMelika libe lenani lababanjwe igciwane le-coronavirus abafika phose inkulungwane ezilikhulu 83,757 ebelingakaze libonakale selokhu leli gciwane laqhamuka ekuqaleni komnyaka. Lokhu kwenzakala sokusele amalanga amahlanu ukuthi kwenziwe ukhetho lokudinga umongameli. Igciwane leli likhanya lizakuba lokwenza ngendlela abantu abazavota ngayo ngoba umongameli Donald Trump esithi abantu bengasabi igciwane leli kodwa ancintisana laye. Umnumzana Joe Biden esithi kulalelwe abezempilakahle abathi igciwane leli liyingozi. Sixoxe lesizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala ngapha kwelemelika umnumzana Dan Moyo ukuze sizwe imbono yakhe ngalolu daba.
Ngempela kuyamphathisa kakhulu umnumzana uJoe Biden ukuthi anqobe kulelu khetho ngoba ukufa kwabantu osokwenzakele la into ebingeke icatshangelwe ngabantu bala e-America abazibona bona bephila ku-first world ukuthi behlulwe ligciwane yet abezempilakahle bayacaca ukuthi igciwane leli kumele zikhona indlela esingalinqoba ngalo ezifana lokugqoka amamaski, loku-social distancer, lokungabi kuma-group amaningi. And njengoba sesisiya kusizini yomqando ubusika, siyazi ukubana abantu abaningi babe besezindlini bengas akusekho ama activity angaphandle amaningi of which igciwane leli lalo lizospreada kakhulu ngoba lispreada kakhulu kuma confined spaces. So uJoe Biden, I think message yakhe iclear, message yakhe I think iyarizoneta labantu ukuthi hayi nanga umuntu at least olozwelo olesineke ovumelana lama scientists ukuthi hayi igciwane leli kumele lithathwe serious.
Ubona njani okungenziwa ngumongameli Trump nxa enganqoba kukhetho?
Esh mina ngokwami ngiyesaba lokucabanga ukuthi uTrump angaba le second term ngoba if evele esetshengisa i-arrogance yakhe khona manje yokuthi hayi mase kunjaka sancenge lawo ungacabanga nje ukuthi ma evele ngasanidi ivote kusho ukuthi esesenza umathanda I'm sure ukuthi uzomosha into eziningi kakhulu uTrump ngoba okokuqala uTrump ulengqondo yobandlululo esingathi uyi-racist imthetho wakhe. Sibonile evumelana lama-white supremacist lawa esithi ngabantu abarayithi on both sides bona babe senza udlame bephethe izibhamu imbhobholani belandi i-protest rally ayisenziwa abantu ababe complaina ngamastatu.
Umnumzana Dan Moyo isizalwane seZimbabwe sihlala ngapha kwele Melika. Ubekhuluma ecingweni le Studio 7 esedolobheni le Virginia.
Lombalumbeke ngathi uyangihalela ndami ndakubawela story samambela. I do it late and yabe ngempela.
Amapholisa elokhu engakatholi umtshayeli wemota eyabulala umhlabeleli wakobulawayo uCalvin Hliziyo ozabekwa ngesonto. Sikoxe lentatheli izindaba e-Studio 7 u-Ezra Chisas Banda ongomunye wabaphethe amalungiselelo omngcwabo wakhe.
Abantu bemzini wakobulawa lokhu behlulukelwe ngokufa kukaCalvin ofeka buhlungu kakhulu ngemva kokunyathelwa yimota ebitshayelwa ngabantu kukhanya abantu bebelabantu abathathu abane phakathi leyo mota. Uthe hamba le ntombazana yakhe besuka vele abona-ke ibhola kumabonakude emakhandeni cricket club. Imota le yabuya-ke icitsha amalayiti yafika ngani yamnyathela waseyibamba-ke wahlala phezu kwebhoneti yasihamba la yasisima ithe isima yasibile imnyathela ibaleka yasibalekele imota akwazi ukuthi ngabani. Kodwa-ke abantu kathesibada Danile amapolisa atasaphenya loludaba saphenya indaba khona basadingisisa kodwa ukukhalwayo lapha ukuthi kulabantu ababebazi laba bantu yibo abacelwa ukuthi babe ngaphambili bachaze imbe bancedise amapolisa lelihlobo ukuthi ke ngobani ngoba nxa kuyingozi abantu laba ngase bebuyile kudala ukuthi hayi ingozi kwenzala ngengozi kodwa kukhanya kwenzwa ngamabomo lokhu ngoba ke babalekile ubaleka kwabo laba bakhona nxa belalela ngalesi sikhathi bacela ukubana ke babe ngaphambili ukuze ke umdeni kaCalvin uhlaliseke ukuze ke le ndaba ke iphenywe phele yikho ucelwa ekuZulu ukuthi ke ongabe sazi olehlobo lomngane umuntu omazi ukubana ke ulaye waphathleka ke emoteni leyana yabulala uCalvin ukuthi ke kabuye ngaphambili umgcini enhliziyo uchiya umntwana oyedwa osemncane echiya lo mama wakhe kuyakhala ukuthi hayi ukwenzela nje labo ukuthi badelise inhliziyo kube labantu laba bachazwa ukuthi ngobani abakwenzayo obubobunje ke siyacela ke kuZulu wonke ukuthi kaphathise.
Sizwa kuthiwa uzabekwa ngesonto umuyi, ungasitshela ukuthi amalungiselelo akhona ahamba njani?
Abahlabeleli bonke ukhanya basebemanyanisiwe nguyelo ujakothwa nguCalvin. Siboneke kakhulu-ke ubana-ke iprogramu yakhona-ke la makampani akobulawayo-ke isidumbu sathathwa impilo sithathwa i-Dove Funeral Services. I-Dove yasigcina amalanga amabili yathi hhayi iyasigcina mahhala ke sozibhadalise. Sesisukile lesi sidumbu kwamanje sise-FCG laba-ke bathi bazaphathisa bazagcina kungela lambatalo. I-Dove njalo-ke inikeze ithende elokuthi abantu bahlale khonale ngoCalvin yanikeza lama toilet ukuthi abantu abasebenze laba babuthene khona ngale ngo Calvin Eluveve. Sibuye njalo sizokubonga ke umuzi omkhulu kobulawayo iCity Council kobulawayo yona ngwayo esithe izanikeza iamphitheater ukuthi abantu benzele khona iceremony esingathi benze khona ukuthi bamvalelisele khona abantu. Ngaphambi kwalokho ke ibhokisi likamuyi uCalvin liyanikezwe njalo ke kungelambadalo inkampani le yabayethi Ingwebo Breweries ithenge icasket ukuthi uCalvin abe khonapho. Laba be-FSG bathe bazayenza lokho kuthiwa i-gun carriage le inqula ethwala amaqhawe ukubana ke ibhode lesidumbu sikamufi uCalvin ngomgqibelo babhode emakhandeni babhode baye le nkulumane babuye baye luveve kuthi ngomgqibelo ke emini khona phana benze umdlalwana omncane phambi kwamagros angakibo lapha ade sazakala khona kwaphana kubo luveve yikho lapho zabo lo mcimbi wakhona omncane ke ngomgqibelo ke. Kukanti ke isidumbu ngemva kwalokho sizabiselwa njalo siyelilala khonale ebele sihlale khona emochari kuthi ekuseni ngesonto ekuseni sithathwa ngo-8 sisuke lapha sisuye amphitheatre yona esiphiwezwe yi-City Council lakho ke mara kungelambadala lapho kuzenziwa khona ke lokho kuthiwa yi-service yakhe kuqedwa lapho ke sesithwala ke isidumbu sakhe ke kwenziwe le mdlalo bagide bahlabele abahlabeleli bakobulawayo ngemva kwalokho kusuke sokuqondwa ke emangcwabeni eLady Stanley ephiwe njalo ngumuzwa kobulawayo mahala. Kutshona kuyabongeka ngoba ke kakubhataliswanga into eziningi zibuye kalula kakhulu ke ama-t-shirt sebevunyelwe ke abantu ukuthi aprint wonke umuntu agqoke i-t-shirt legama likaCalvin utalale ngokuthula njalo le roadshow lingayikhohlwa ke ingomgqibelo umngcwabo ungesonto lapha ngcwatshelwa khona Lady Stanley kuthi ubana ke nezikhathi zabo 11 12 emini khona phana ngesonto yikho lokho esilakho ngendaba kamuyike uCalvin.
Siyabonga Ezra Chisa Sibanda. Siphinde saxoxa lomhlabeleli wakobulawayo uKhulekani Bethule oyazakala ngelokuthi Cooksman.
UCalvin Bengimazi njengomunye wabaculi abakade sebekuzinga eliphakemeyo khonapha edolobheni lakobulawayo lelizweni leZimbabwe nje jikelele. Yabe sekule minyaka ethile ngimazi silokuxoxisana lapha lalaphana. So bengimazi kakhulu njengomculi oyenza kahle kakhulu kujanre yona le akadekiyo eye-hip hop.
Lo ngumhlabeleli wakobulawayo uCooksman Bethule. Oyazakala ngelokuthi Cooksman.
First of all, it was the language that I sang in. It didn't really bring me the fortune that one expects, you know. Like
Gesizwe ingoma kamuyi uCalvin Hliziyo ingoma ethi If I Was a
the prophet and all. So it's partly why I left music because
Zezwa uno imba para swe ma emotions yako aribo swaga iribo femiribo ndofarira zva uno imba pan ma concerns peg rako shazarisi boka dai uri mushona dai uri kure dai uri shona dai uri uko Dai uri mushona Dai uri kure Dai uri shona Dai uri
uko With all these crepes in the pocket my nigga I still made it
yeah.
Into the top 10 in the country dark and I'm still here
yeah.
At the peak moving in circles trying to figure it out Where to go from here cause when you're up here it's different What? From when you're coming up trying to be the best But when you become one you always want a day more snakes
What's next?
Should I continue doing music for likes and retweets? Do shows, be famous, but still water for catching ETs?
Nah.
I never fell off. I just been thinking of giving up.
What?
You ain't even know how it is here, cause you ain't catching up.
Fast.
You get tired of bragging about the number one position. When you're a breadwinner, your concern is bringing the bread home. So, understand this new approach of mine. Cause for my city, for many years, I've been going hard. I've been putting on for people who wanna bring me down. That's why I was singing Scott, I wish I was
there. Lala ngokuthula, qhawe lesizwe, qhawe lakobulawayo. Calvin Hliziyo ke lo esigqibela uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. singakagqibi uhlelo lwalamhlanje othi sikhangele inhloko zendaba. Omunye wababotshwe unkosazana Henrietta Rushwaya useveze ukuthi igolide ababezama ukulisusa elizweni ngelikankosikazi kamongameli welizwe uAuxillium Mnangagwa lendodana yakhe uCollins. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje livalelisayo nguChris Gandhi.